Drivers in Carroll County this morning saw members of Carroll County Fire Rescue and the Bremen Fire Department draping American flags over each of the bridges which pass over Interstate 20. The local first responders remembering the tragic events of September 11th, 2001.
Almost 3,000 people lost their lives in the collapse of the World Trade Center towers. At that time, also 343 fellow firefighters lost their lives in attempts to rescue, just doing what they do every day, doing their jobs. And we like to memorialize that event by putting our fire engines in observance of all the lives that were lost on that day.
Carroll County's Deputy Fire Chief Bud Benefield talking with WLBB Radio.
As Americans, we always need to remember the price of freedom and all those who paid that price to help us enjoy our freedom.
Firefighters paid tribute from all 11 overpasses in Carroll County this morning. Well, volunteers will be gathering this weekend to clean up and pick up trash on McIntosh Reserve's portion of the Chattahoochee River. It's been 18 years since the first annual Rivers Alive effort, and according to park manager Daryl Johnson, the river has improved dramatically since he joined the Parks Department in 1995. Johnson says that the riverbanks harbor the most trash, and he hopes to use this day as an educational experience about where litter can wind up.
Anything that has been thrown on the ground or next to a creek bank or next to a storm drain that is in the Chattahoochee Basin, it normally winds up in the Chattahoochee. And we do this event as well and ask for a lot of children to participate for the basis of educating the public how important it is not to throw trash out your window or even in a parking lot, because if it's in the Chattahoochee Basin or any other river basin, it eventually winds up in that river.
The volunteer cleanup effort begins at 8:30 a.m. Saturday at McIntosh Reserve Park. Johnson expecting over 100 volunteers for the day. Communications Director for Tanner Health System, Tony Montcalm, was the guest on Monday's WLBB Community Voice program. Tanner, the sponsor for the program, has a long-standing history with WLBB going all the way back to Tanner's beginnings.
To build the hospital, we needed money from everywhere and everyone. And there were efforts that were made by people like Mr. Roy Richards to go out everywhere in the community. And one of the things that he did with regularity was he came on WLBB and hosted an open phone afternoon live mic radio session so people could call and ask questions. You know, why do we need the hospital? What is it going to do? How is this going to be different? How do I contribute? You know, what, and keep people up to speed on the progress of raising funds for the hospital and how people could contribute to the hospital.
Montcalm spoke in depth about the history of Tanner, including its first roster of doctors, during that interview, which can be found now online at newstalk1330.com. Carrollton City Schools recognizing the four district teachers of the year during Tuesday's Board of Education meeting. One of the four recognized tonight will then be revealed to compete as the district representative at the state level. The four school-level teachers of the year are Jessica Deitch, Carrollton Elementary School kindergarten teacher, Allison Akins, CMS fifth grade math teacher, Jennifer Shelp, CGHS Spanish teacher, and Kimberly Cooper, CHS math teacher. Carroll County Elections Supervisor Greg Rigby on Monday advising Carroll County voters they may want to review the sample ballots for the November 6th election before heading out to the polls next month, along with several state races. Ballots contain questions on five constitutional amendments and two proposed statewide referendums. Not to mention, all Carroll County voters have the additional question on T-SPLOST, and Villarica voters have two extra special questions. Rigby says waiting until the last second to read the details of those questions could add between 5 and 10 minutes to your time at the polling place, so you may prefer to read up on the questions and make your decision before you arrive to cast your votes. Sample ballots are now posted to the Carroll County Elections website. And once again, the University of West Georgia has been recognized by Colleges of Distinction, a national organization founded by admissions professionals. The organization's mission is to enable students to find colleges and universities that appeal to their unique personalities and aspirations. UWG's College of Education, Richards College of Business, and Tanner Health System School of Nursing each receiving the honor for 2018-19. The evaluation process for finding schools consists of a review of each institution's freshman experience and retention efforts, alongside its general education programs, alumni success, strategic plan, and student satisfaction. I'm Colin Worthington.